It was Saturday night, and the widow of the pine cottage sat by her blazing faggots, with her 5 tattered children at her side, endeavoring, by listening to the artlessness of their prattle, to dissipate the heavy gloom that pressed upon her mind. For a year, her own feeble hand had provided for her helpless family, for she had no supporter. She thought of no friend in all the wide, unfriendly world around her. But that mysterious providence, the wisdom of whose ways is above human comprehension, had visited her with wasting sickness, and her little means had become exhausted. It was now, too, midwinter, and the snow lay heavy and deep through all the surrounding forests, while storms still seemed gathering in the heavens, and the driving wind roared amid the neighboring pines and rocked her puny mansion. The last herring smoked upon the coals before her. It was the only article of food she possessed, and no wonder her forlorn, desolate state brought up in her lone bosom all the anxieties of a mother when she looked upon her children. And no wonder, forlorn as she was, if she suffered the heart swellings of despair to rise, even though she knew that he, whose promise is to the widow and to the orphan, cannot forget his word.